You're listening to SBS News.
During the first day of a coronial inquest, witnesses described Hannah Clark's alleged murderer and estranged ex-husband, Rowan Baxter, as having shielded the car where his children were burning to death from citizens attempting to put out the fire. Outside the court before the inquest, Miss Clark's father, Lloyd, said he hopes his daughter's case can bring a change to the system.
Yeah, we're just hoping that, you know, we can work out where the system let Hannah and the children down, and that they can put new procedures in place and move on, and so people won't have to go through this terrible thing.
Miss Clark and her three young children, Aliyah, Layana and Trey, were killed by Mr. Baxter in 2020 after he entered the car with a can of petrol, doused them in it, and then ignited his family into flames. Bystander Michael Zemek told the inquest he could see Mr. Baxter bear-hugging Miss Clark inside the vehicle while she screamed to call the police he was trying to kill her and that he'd poured petrol on her. Mr. Zemek says after the car exploded, Miss Clark managed to escape the vehicle and he hosed her with water. Mr. Baxter, who witnesses say was severely burnt and groaning, then prevented bystanders from extinguishing the flames inside the car where his three young children remained. Bystanders halted their efforts after they realised Mr. Baxter was armed with a knife. He later walked to the nature strip and fatally stabbed himself in the stomach. Miss Clark's mother, Sue, says the inquest will be a tough experience.
We've heard some of what's going on, so yeah, we'll just be there for each other. It will be hard and I will cry, I always cry, but we'll get there.
She says she wants to give her daughter a voice by providing evidence during the inquest.
I'm nervous about it, but also I want to give Hannah a voice. That they were young, vibrant.
Beautiful people.
She loved her children.
Mr. Zemek, who tried to put out the flames engulfing Miss Clark, told the inquest she was rolling on the ground totally ablaze from head to toe, asking for her kids who were still in the car. Another witness said Mr. Baxter was growling and guarding the car. Police confirmed they were aware of Miss Clark's domestic violence orders against Mr. Baxter, causing anti-domestic violence activists to voice their concern.
As we have a long way to go, and it says that we require our governments to take action at every level. It says that in our legal system we need to truly prioritise issues of safety.
In Australia, one woman is killed every week by a current or former partner. One in three women and one in five men have experienced at least one incidence of violence from a current or former partner since the age of 15. If you're impacted by sexual assault or domestic violence and abuse, you can call the 1800 RESPECT National Helpline on 1800 737 732. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.